Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. President-elect Donald Trump promises to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Israeli leaders praise Trump for that decision. That's the headline. David Dolan will join me in just a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The U.S. Embassy moved out of Tel Aviv over to Jerusalem, and this is a major thing. It looks like Netanyahu is excited, believing it's going to happen. The mayor of Jerusalem says he's absolute it's going to take place. I mean, this is very, very interesting development, isn't it?
Well, it is, Jimmy, and as we've discussed before, we've had pledges from previous presidential candidates that they would, when elected, oversee the move of the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I think in particular of George W. Bush. Even Bill Clinton said at one point that, well, if we get the peace deal fully implemented, that we could go forward with that as well if we get everyone on board. But Donald Trump, of course, is the most unconventional president-elect we've had in quite some time, and who knows, he just may say, this is the right thing to do. We're going to do it, no matter how it offends people. He doesn't seem to be too concerned about offending others around the world. Maybe he'll just take the decision and do it. But I can tell you it would certainly produce a firestorm in the Arab world and in the Muslim world in general. But meanwhile, Israel continues to court good relations with as many Muslim countries as they can. And we had an example this week. Prime Minister Netanyahu was visiting Azerbaijan and Kazakhstan in the south of the former Soviet Union. But Israel has been helping these moderate Muslim countries with aid, and they have reciprocated by inviting the prime minister, and he had good meetings there. And Israel continues to aid the Baltic states as well militarily. Those are the ones that Vladimir Putin really has his eyes on, apparently. So Israel's playing both sides of that sort of a call. But whether the embassy will ever be moved to Jerusalem or not, I don't know. It's certainly something that would take a bold step for sure. But Donald Trump said he will support that. So let's see.
David Dolan with news about the U.S. embassy being moved to Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Jerusalem will be the capital of the Jewish people forever. If you have a moment, think about this with me. 3,000 years ago, God made Jerusalem the political capital of the Jewish people. That's 2 Samuel chapter 5. Then the Lord used King David to make Jerusalem the spiritual capital as well when David brought the Ark of the Covenant into the holy city. That's 2 Samuel chapter 6. In 2 Samuel 7, the Lord promised King David that Jerusalem will be the eternal capital of the Jewish people as well. And that is the Davidic covenant. Whether President Donald Trump keeps his promise or not, Jerusalem will belong to the Jewish people forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...